You're listening to CRI News. I'm Alex McNabb. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake has rocked the eastern Turkish city of Van, killing at least 138 people. Turkish authorities are warning that the death toll could reach 1,000. More than 70 aftershocks, among them a magnitude 6.1, have been reported in the same region. The earthquake has forced tens of thousands into the streets.
It's difficult to describe the moment when the earthquake struck. I felt the Adana earthquake as well, but this was much stronger. There was a lot of shaking. I have relatives here and I'm waiting for them. I pray to God that we'll come out alive and well. It's really difficult to describe. May God protect us well.
Around 275 rescue personnel from other parts of Turkey have now arrived to help at the scene on the ground. Turkey is particularly vulnerable to earthquakes. Two earthquakes with a magnitude of over 7 killed almost 20,000 people in the northwest of the country back in 1999. Libya's transitional government has declared national liberation in Benghazi, where the uprising against former leader Muammar Gaddafi began. In the wake of national liberation, tens of thousands of people gathered in central squares, both in Benghazi and the capital of Tripoli. Elections are due to be held this coming June. Meanwhile, Libya's interim government is coming under increased pressure to investigate how Muammar Gaddafi was killed. An initial post-mortem has shown that Gaddafi was shot in the head. Nearly 70% of all eligible voters in Tunisia have turned out to vote in the first election following the Arab Spring. The vote comes 10 months after Mohamed Bouazizi set himself on fire in a protest that led to former Tunisian president Zine El Abidine Ben Ali being overthrown by protests that eventually spread across much of the Arab world. Across Tunisia, queues outside polling stations stretched hundreds of metres. Tunisians are electing a 200-seat assembly that will draft a constitution and appoint an interim government. It is expected to help pave the way for legislative and presidential elections within the year. Islamist party Ennahda is expected to win. Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang is now in North Korea. He's held talks with North Korean Premier Cho Yong-rim, urging the North Korean side to improve the country's ties with South Korea and the United States. Li Keqiang also says that the Chinese side wants to see a resumption of the six-party talks as soon as possible. The Vice Premier has also overseen the signing of a number of agreements on both economic and technical cooperation. Li Keqiang's stop in North Korea is going to be followed by a trip to South Korea later this week. The final group of 21 Chinese sailors has returned home after being stranded in northern Thailand for the last couple of weeks. They are among 164 Chinese sailors who became stranded after the Mekong River was shut down to commercial boat traffic following the murder of 13 Chinese sailors earlier this month. The two Chinese ships were assaulted by suspected drug runners who wanted to commandeer the ships. So far, no arrests have been made. An international forum on Taoism is underway in Hunan. The three-day event is expected to touch on issues including environmental protection, sustainable development, and cross-religious harmony. Taoism is based on the philosophy of Lao Tzu. The 1800-year-old religion in China was originated from Lao Tzu's work, known as Tao Te Ching. There are an estimated 100,000 Taoist priests and over 5,000 Taoist sites here on the mainland. European Union leaders have agreed on the bloc's position for the upcoming G20 summit. The leaders are calling on all G20 members to reform the international monetary system, strengthen financial regulation, and tackle the excessive volatility of commodity prices. European leaders say that also the G20 should ensure that the International Monetary Fund has adequate resources to fulfil its systematic responsibilities. The next G20 summit is set to be held in Cannes, France, late next week. Northern Bangkok is preparing for the worst flooding in Thailand in over half a century. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra is warning people in Bangkok to be prepared, saying that the situation is extremely serious. Flooding in Thailand has already killed over 350 people, with over 100,000 others evacuated from their homes. Thai troops are now trying desperately to protect the Lut Krabang industrial zone, which houses some 230 factories and employs 45,000 workers. For CRI News, I'm Alex McNabb.